Track 8. The Stockley Trail.
On the 6th of September 1890, the Derbyshire Times newspaper ran the following report. The Midland Railway Company have extended their system by the opening on Monday morning of the Doe-Lee extension for passenger traffic. The 8 miles of line just completed connects this with the Tevesel branch between Tevesel and Plesley stations, and will form another route between Chesterfield and Mansfield. The railway passes along a very beautiful valley and will give increased facilities for tourists and others to visit Bolsover Castle with its picturesque ruins belonging to the Duke of Portland and Hardwick Hall, the ancient seat of the Duke of Devonshire. 3 neat brick stations have been erected, viz. Bolsover, Polterton and Sutton, and Rawthorne and Hardwick. The district is rich in minerals, with a number of collieries being near the line. The first train from Mansfield brought a large number of passengers, and much interest was taken in the event by the villagers along the route. At present, 3 trains are to run each way daily. The branch is only a single line of rail and is worked on the tablet system, and passengers change at Staveley.
If you are feeling energetic, you can extend your walk along the Stockley Trail to the Stockley Ponds, where you can listen to a 9th track. This easy access trail runs for 1¾ miles to your right and can be used by walkers, cyclists and horse riders. On the way, you'll pass the site of Polterton and Sutton Station, which was demolished in 1934. Alternatively, turn left and return to the Peter Fiddler Reserve. At the sculpture we passed earlier, turn right and you will soon arrive back at the car park. We would really appreciate your feedback for this audio trail. Visit audiotrails.co.uk to give us your thoughts.